President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris announced nominees and appointees of key members of their upcoming administration on Friday. The picks include Tom Vilsack for Secretary of Agriculture, Marcia Fudge for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dennis McDonough for Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Katherine Tai as U.S. Trade Representative, and Susan Rice for Domestic Policy Council Director. Biden said he chose these candidates based on their experience and ability to lead in such a challenging moment.
They bring deep experience and bold new thinking. Above all, they know how government should and can work for all Americans.
Biden drew heavily on members of President Obama's team. The U.S. cabinet includes the vice president, plus the heads of 15 executive departments. The secretaries of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Labor, State, Transportation, Treasury, and Veterans Affairs, as well as the Attorney General. Out of these 15 positions, 8 have been announced so far, and 5 of them also served under President Obama. Obama was first elected on promises to move beyond partisan politics, but saw some major policy goals crash into an uncooperative Congress, especially after Republican gains in the 2010 midterms. Some progressive Democrats now worry that Biden is drawing too much from the Obama team, which they feel should have been bolder in its efforts to remake government. Biden has prided himself on selecting a diverse cabinet, but in this moment in time, when many progressives are being elected into office and people around the country are calling for drastic changes to the status quo, like police and prison abolition, many progressives are disappointed in his nominees thus far. For instance, Cori Bush, a new incoming Congress member from Missouri, is saying that Biden's cabinet picks so far are a missed opportunity for fresh faces in the White House. Thus far, Biden has deflected pressures to nominate Senators Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders to cabinet positions, stating, quote, "We already have significant representation among progressives in our administration." Both Biden and Harris stressed that the 5 nominees announced today will work for the American people. Biden addressed the pressing issue of the COVID pandemic and acknowledged the impact of systemic racism that undergirds the spread of the virus.
These crises have ripped the blinders right off the systemic racism that exists in America. The American people now can see clearly. Black, Latino, Native Americans, nearly 3 times more likely to die from COVID and more likely to get COVID to begin with. Black and Latino unemployment rates too high. Communities of color are left to ask whether they'll ever be able to break the cycle. Where in good times, they lag. In bad times, they're hit first and the hardest. And in recovery, they take the longest to bounce back.
Rice, the appointee for Domestic Policy Council Director, is set to have wide-ranging sway over the incoming administration's approach to immigration, healthcare, and racial inequality. She worked closely with Biden when he was Obama's vice president and won't require Senate confirmation, which could have faced stiff Republican opposition.
Our top priorities will be to help end the pandemic and revitalize the economy so that it delivers for all, to bring dignity and humanity to our broken immigration system, to advance racial equity, justice, and civil rights for all, to ensure that health care is accessible and affordable, and to educate and train Americans to compete and thrive in the 21st century.
Ohio Congresswoman Fudge is Biden's pick to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development, despite some prominent Black Democrats in Congress urging him to make her agriculture secretary and therefore rethink how the federal government combats hunger issues nationwide. Those in line to head agencies require Senate approval, as does Tai. I'm Jalen Herdman for KPFA.